Hello, 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 and welcome to She Is Magic, a podcast where we will be celebrating our badassery, drawing out our greatness, embracing our femininity, and talking about all things love and life. If you are tuning in for the first time, welcome, sis. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Ashley, also known as Miss Star. I'm an educator, a life and business transformation coach, and I love all things women empowerment. We truly are stronger together, and this podcast is all about building each other up. It's a safe space where you can kick back, relax, take off the armor, and have some tea time with your girls. It could be hot tea, it could be iced tea, or it could be tequila. It really just depends on the day. So let's get into it. Happy New Year, booze! I still got 3 hours before New Year, but if you're on the East Coast, Happy New Year. If you're on the West Coast, weigh in, still Happy New Year to you. So I decided to do something a little bit different, similar to what I did last year. I decided to marry She Is Magic podcast with a video. So I went live on Facebook and just did some reflecting and setting new intentions for the year 2021. And so I thought it would be really cool for me to just incorporate that into today's podcast episode in case anyone is in need of guidance about how to really reflect on a year and how to set positive intentions for the new year. So I'm gonna play that, and I really hope that you enjoy it because I had a lot of fun, you know, making it. So stay tuned, and I'm gonna play that for you guys. I feel like you gotta be really careful about what you say. Your words have a lot of power, and like with people saying like, oh, 2020 was crap and stuff like that, and then they're wondering why so much, like, they were experiencing so much chaos and so much bad stuff was happening. Like, your words have power, so just gotta be intentional about like what you're speaking and what you're saying, because that can backfire. It can definitely come back to you. So just thinking about what this upcoming year is going to mean for you, you definitely want to make sure that you're speaking life into your goals, speaking life into the things that you want to do. I was reflecting, and I wrote a lot of stuff down. And one thing that I'm present to in this moment, and like maybe that's something for you guys to think about as well, about like, what are you present to in this moment? How are you feeling? Currently in my body, I feel light. I feel so much gratitude. I feel like, you know, even just looking around my place, I'm like, dang. I feel really grateful. I feel like my heart is really full, and I know that I'm loved. I know that I'm covered. I know that there are people out there that genuinely are rooting for me and genuinely want to see me do well and want to see me succeed. And I also noticed that, like, when I'm in my power and I'm clear about what it is that I want to do, whatever it is that I set my sights on, I literally blow myself away, and I'm literally amazed every single time. So one thing that I would say, and this is something for you to write down as well, to think about, is what is something that you're most proud of this year? One of the things that I'm very, very proud of is the fact that I was able to create a women's group, specifically for women of color to have a sacred, safe space where we can just get together, have some tea time. In my case, tea time is not like a bad thing where you just sit around and gossip. It's about like uplifting each other and really building each other up and, you know, being able to have fun and let your hair down and be your whole ass authentic self without worrying about if someone's going to judge you or if somebody's going to, like, look at you sideways and stuff like that. It really, really was about sisterhood. So I'm just really proud to be able to do that. And this was happening during a time where, like, the George Floyd stuff was going on. And, like, it was just a heavy time. So it really felt good for me to be able to, and the Breonna Taylor. So it just really felt good for me to be able to hold space for them. Another thing that I'm proud of, and I'm going to keep on saying that I'm proud of, is the fact that I, you know, a year ago I said I was going to move out here to Oakland, and I actually put that into practice. So I'm really proud that I was able to step outside myself, really shock myself, and prove to myself, like, hey, if you put your mind to it and you get out your way, then you can actually do whatever it is that you say you're going to do. So I'm really proud that I was able to move across the country in the whole last pandemic, when there were some people that were saying to me, like, oh, you're crazy. Like, you trying to move in a pandemic. Like, but, like, if not now, then when? You know, a lot of people are waiting, and they're waiting for somebody. And I said this in my Instagram earlier, like, there's some people that are waiting for other people to give them permission to be great. And you are already great. You already have all of the tools within you. So don't wait for nobody to give you permission. Just go out and do it. So, you know, me moving across the country during the pandemic, being so far away from my family, being so far away from people who love me, was very scary. It was very confronting. It was uncertain. You know, I really had to practice trusting not only myself, but trusting God, Spirit, the universe, to guide me, and trusting that I was going to be okay regardless. So that's really powerful for me. So I'm really proud of that. Something else that you guys can reflect on is what is the time where you have won big time in 2020? Like, maybe there was a small goal that you hit. Because you got to celebrate them small wins too. Like, a lot of people think, oh, well, when I get to the big goal, then, like, that's when I'll celebrate. But, like, even those little small milestones, celebrate that along the way, because it is powerful and it's going to keep you pushing. It's going to keep you going, especially on those times where it's challenging and you don't know which way to go. And you're like, feeling a little frustrated and stuff like that. So, one thing that I said that I wrote down and said that a time where I won big time this year is I had a huge breakthrough in self-trust, independence, and bravery. I truly feel like this was the year that I was brave. I feel like, you know, we got exactly what we needed. 2020 was exactly what we need, and that's not to, like, make light of the fact that we have lost a lot of people along the way. I don't want to make, you know, I want to be clear, I'm not taking that in vain at all, but, like, in terms of, I know for myself personally, I was always, like, going, and I feel like 2020 gave me the chance to really pause and breathe and say, like, let me just sit with myself. Because a lot of times, and I've spoken to my friends about this, like, there has been times where, like, I had been just, it felt like I was just holding my breath. And I feel like 2020 really gave me the opportunity to just release and breathe and trust. And, you know, that for me was big. The independence piece, you know, if you've known me, you know that, like, I prior to moving out here, I was living with my mom. Yeah, I was paying bills and stuff like that, you know. We split everything because she got a mortgage. We split all the house bills and stuff like that. And on top of that, I was paying rent. But, like, it's a different thing when you move out and you're on your own and you really got to figure stuff out and you don't know nobody, you know. So that definitely gave me the opportunity to just prove to myself that I could do it. Prove to myself that I could stand on my own two feet. Prove to myself that, you know, I can trust myself and trust in God to know that I was going to be okay, you know? Something else for you guys to consider as you reflect is, what setbacks have you experienced this year? And shout out to my coach, Casey, because she sent out some questions for me to really get reflecting. And I felt like, well, if I'm going to be doing this anyway, why not invite other people along so that they also can reflect in their own way as well. And so, in terms of me for setbacks, I definitely almost talked myself out of my goals a million times. You know, you get into that negative self-talk thing, that self-sabotage, and sometimes you can sabotage yourself without even realizing it just by little stuff that I was doing. Like, for example, with me moving, like, the closer I would get, I felt like the closer I got to, like, moving time, that's when I started, like, spending money or going out or stuff. It's money that I knew I needed to be saving. So, like, you know, just little things like that, just being aware of it and being aware of how, like, little things that you do, maybe it's, like, a pattern that you need to break, or maybe it is the way that you speak, you know. Sometimes we don't realize that what we say has an impact. You know, there's so much power in your words. So you want to make sure, if you guys are commenting, I can't see nothing. So you want to make sure that you're very intentional about what it is that you say. Because you can even say something as simple as, I'm lazy. But you don't realize that you're actually, like, blocking your blessings by saying stuff like that. Or, like, if somebody gives you a compliment, you're like, there's nothing. Like, we really, really be careful about how you're speaking about yourself and how you're speaking about your goals, because it definitely matters. So something else for you guys to reflect on: what are the top three things that you've learned, whether it's about yourself or whether it's about, like, your journey and your path? What are the top three things that you've learned in 2020? For me, I said that the top three things that I've learned is, number one, things don't go according to plan, and that's okay. Because it's something that I always say to people, is that every single thing around you is intentional. Everything around you is intentional. Life is not happening to you, it's happening for you. So even when things are not going your way and you feel like, dang, I'm being hit left and right, I'm struggling so much, like, there's something in that struggle, there's something in that challenge that is trying to teach you something. And the lesson will always, I can't stress this enough, the lesson will always repeat itself until you learn it. So sometimes, and sometimes, you know, it'll start with, like, a subtle little nudge, like, hey, you're supposed to be learning something. And if you still don't get it, then it might be like a little shove, like, hey, you're going through this, there's a lesson in this. And then there might be like a whole body slam, like, hey, I keep telling your ass you need to learn something and you're still not learning from it, until, like, it's going to keep on repeating. And it's going to be, like I said, it's going to go from, like, subtle and then a gradual increase until you finally, like, fall on your ass. Sometimes that happens. Sometimes you got to fall on your ass in order to realize that, hey, I keep making the same mistake. I keep falling in the same pattern. Maybe I need to adjust something. Maybe it's a mindset. Maybe it's the people that I'm surrounding myself with. Whatever. But there's some adjustment that needs to be made. Okay, so that was the first thing. Things don't always go according to plan, and that's okay. I kind of talked about this, my second lesson that I learned, but I said that life has a way of giving you exactly what you need even in the difficult moments. So I just talked about that. Even in those difficult moments where it feels like, I don't know, I don't need to be learning about this because I ain't asked for this. You're getting exactly what you need. For example, me being out here, it was a struggle. Let me just to say the least. Like, there were some times where I definitely had some challenges, and then I had to take a step back for a second. I was like, you know what? Even though, like, this hurts and it feels really hard and it feels really difficult and it feels like I can't see a way out, this is exactly what I asked for. I asked for the opportunity to be independent. I asked for the opportunity to learn how to trust. I asked for the opportunity to learn how to ask for support, because that's something that was big for me. I asked for the opportunity to learn how to stand on my own two feet. I asked for the opportunity to be able to figure things out, not from a place of like, oh, it's me and only me, but from a place of like, how can I tap into the tools that I already have so that I can get creative in feeling in figuring things out? And that's pretty badass. That's you know, just to like be able to step out outside of yourself, zoom in on whatever. I got so much ink on my hands. Zoom in on the challenge that you're facing, but look at it objectively instead of subjectively, like, oh, this is happening to me. Like, this is actually happening for me. And now that I know and I can identify and really look at things from another perspective, now I can get creative and find different solutions. Now you got more ease in your life. Now you've got more grace. Now all of a sudden things are shifting in your favor and you're like, I can do this. I can get out of my own way. I can overcome anything, because at the end of the day, I know that I'm covered. I know that I'm protected. I know that there are people that are on my side that want to support me, that want to see me do well, that want to see me elevate to another level. So definitely that was a big lesson for me. Life is giving you exactly what you need, even in those moments where you can't even see the way out, where it feels like, dang, I'm just being hit left and right. And then the definitely third thing that I learned, you won't die by asking for support. This one was huge, especially for me. I'm going to tell you guys a story, right? So when I was trying to generate income, and you know, I was a little short, so I needed a little extra funds. And my sibling said, well, why don't you ask daddy? Now, if you know me, me and my father, our relationship has been a little different. Like, I was a daddy's girl when I was younger. And then, you know, had some daddy issues with him, angry with him for years. Took me a while to forgive him and stuff like that. So, you know, our relationship is definitely getting better. But me having to go and ask him for something when I wasn't used to asking for anything, when I was used to saying, I don't need you, I got this, I can do this on my own. Listen, I was literally shaking, y'all. I was in tears, like boo-hoo, bawling, crying tears, because I had to go and ask that man for support. And you know what? It turned out it wasn't even as bad as I thought it would be, honestly. Like, I went to him, and he was like, yeah, sure. He was happy. He was, like, excited for me. And, like, I'm so glad that I was able to, like, get out of my own way and do that, because that was, like, really hard for me. And, like, just throughout this year, like, I really practiced. Sorry, I got my window open. Excuse me, I was about to say what? I really had to practice asking for support. And as you ask for support, like, it gets easier. And, like, what's the worst thing somebody can say? No. Okay. What you can't hear, no. So, like, just not be afraid to ask for support, because there genuinely are people out there that want to see you win and want to see you do well. Okay, so something else for you guys to reflect on. What are you grieving? Is there anything from this year that you are grieving? Or what do you need to grieve before you move on? So for me, there were some people that I've had to let go of just because I realized that me keeping them around was not serving me. You're not really my friend. You really don't have my best interest at heart. And I had to be okay with that. There was also a love interest that I had to let go of because it wasn't going anywhere. And, you know, so I just really had to grieve the loss of people that I thought were going to be my forever people. Like, what the hell? They got fireworks going on. This New Year's Eve. Y'all know I grew up in the hood. I'm thinking it's gunshots. It's fireworks. All right. But I'm grieving that. I'm also grieving the old Ashley. Because, you know, sometimes you get attached to how you used to be. But you know what? I'm also nurturing my inner child. I found lately, a lot more lately, that I am just affirming my inner child, apologizing for, and like really being a stand for my inner child, and like really just giving her the love and the support and the guidance that she needed, you know? So, what are you grieving? So, that's something to think about. And then, who do you need to forgive? So as you're doing your reflecting, think about who is it that you need to forgive and for what? For me, I needed to forgive myself. You know, I've forgiven other people. I've forgiven my father. I've forgiven, you know, my mom. You know, I needed to forgive myself. And so what I wrote down is, I forgive myself for sleeping on my own greatness all these years. You know, sometimes we stand in our own way because we don't believe that we can achieve great things. But who's telling us that? You know, who says that you can't achieve great things? So, is there a person that you need to forgive? Is there a situation that you need to forgive? Or is it yourself that you need to forgive? And really, really work to release that. And now along with that, what do you need to let go of? What do you need to just leave behind in 2020 and beyond, you know, in the past years, so that you can really move forward powerfully? Really stand in your power and go after whatever it is that you want wholeheartedly. So for me, I said that I am letting go of old patterns, people, thoughts, and beliefs that no longer serve me. I am acknowledging that my boundaries and my inner peace is sacred. I am so protective of my peace. Like, I am so protective of my boundaries. Anything that threatens that, I'm like, oh no. Even down to like work, you know, like at my new job, and I'm grateful for my new job because they definitely like, they prioritize like self-care and stuff like that. But I let my managers and them know, like, I have a boundary. My laptop closes at 5 o'clock. So if you send me an email, or if you call me on my work phone, or if you, and I don't do work during my lunch break. We have an hour lunch. I don't do work during that time. So if you try and set a meeting with me at 12, can't do it. That's my lunch break. Here are the times that I'm available. So, like, you know, just making sure that in whatever you do in life, in love, in family, make sure that you are honoring your heart and your boundaries, because it's important and it's sacred, you know. What are you committing to in this new year? So that's the next reflection question. In the new year and beyond, it doesn't just have to be 2021. What are you committing to? So here are a few things that I'm committing to, and I want to say it publicly so that you guys can hold me accountable. Cool? One thing I'm committing to, I wrote a book. I don't know if y'all remember. I wrote a book last year, December 30th, 2020. Last year, I wrote a book. And I have been delaying the editing process. So I'm committing to publishing my book this year, or this upcoming year, 2021. So you know what? I didn't write this down, but while I'm on live, I'm going to go ahead and make a declaration. I'm declaring that I will have my book published by August 13th, 2021. I'm going to write that down too. See, sometimes you got to get bold with your declarations. So August 13th, 2021, I will publish my book. The name of my book is Girl Snap Out of It, and it's about empowering and equipping women with the tools to get out of their own way, let go of toxic relationships, and take back their power and own their badassery. So, hold me accountable, guys. August 13th, 2021, I will publish my book called Girl Snap Out of It. Alright? I already owe a few people a signed copy anyway. And you know what? Maybe I'll do like a virtual book reading. I can read a few chapters of it. Or maybe not the whole chapter, but maybe like the book intro and stuff. And we talk about stuff like that. That'll be fun. Okay, so I'm also committing to generating more traction to my podcast. So if you love podcasts, definitely check out She Is Magic. That's available on all podcast streaming platforms. She Is Magic Podcast. I'm committing to doubling my membership in my women's group, Tea Time, a Sacred Sister Circle. So if you are a woman of color looking for a sacred safe space to connect with like-minded women and really generate sisterhood, definitely reach out to me with that. And on the train of like-mindedness, I'm also committed to connecting with like-minded high vibrational people in the Bay Area where I live. And also exploring this beautiful state. California is so beautiful. I gotta show y'all sunset one day. It is like so beautiful out here. I'm committing to being seen via video content and going live more. So here I am out of my comfort zone, live, talking to y'all. I'm also committing to generating more clients in my coaching practice. I am a life coach and I have been a life coach for the past 4 years. And, I'm looking to take on new clients and really support them in going after their goals and getting out of their own way, because I am living proof that it's possible. I have the training. I'm a coach who receives coaching, and I definitely want to support some people with creating a life of fulfillment, generating more joy in their life, because you deserve to have joy. And last but not least, this is a hard one for me, but I am committing to saying yes to being loved. You know, I haven't brought anyone home in like 10 years to meet my family. So I'm definitely committing to allowing myself to be loved and be vulnerable and all that good stuff. Because sometimes feelings for me, I'm like, yeah, feelings suck. I ain't even gonna lie. I feel like 2020 was the year of bravery. I was brave in so many different ways, and honestly, 2021 is gonna be the year of homecoming. And by homecoming, I mean coming back into myself and really, really I've created a home within myself, and it feels so good. But I'm just I'm generating more of that feeling, and like, just continue to love up on myself, and that's gonna show in a lot of ways. It might show up in me trying to be a little sexy and like tapping into my sensuality. That might show up in, I don't know. It's just gonna show up in so many different ways. So I'm excited about that. You know, what will you commit to in 2021 and beyond? Because it ain't just about 1 year. It's about beyond. And what will 2021 be for you? The year of what? Let me know in the comments. So I said 2021 would be the year of homecoming. What would 2021 be the year of for you? What would that be the year of for you? So I hope you guys enjoyed that. I hope it was impactful for you. Like I said, I really just wanted you guys to just have the opportunity to just reflect and set some new intentions. I wish all of you, my wish for all of you is that you truly win, that you prosper, that you remain in great health, that you conquer all of the things that you want to achieve in your life, and that you do so with so much ease and so much grace. And I just want you guys to win. So I love you guys so much. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you got something from that. Please share this podcast with your friends. Excuse me. You know, I already said what some of my goals are for the podcast. So definitely want to reach as many women as possible. I can't do it without you. Shout out to the men who tune in as well. There is gems for everyone, you know. So, you know, I definitely still am going to do a giveaway when we hit 1,000 plays. So just continue to show me love and you know, just know that I'm sending that love right back to you. One of the things I didn't include from the live that I do want to implore you guys to do is to encourage you guys to do. If there's anything that you are letting go of from the past, from 2020, from anything like that, write that down on a piece of paper that's easy to burn. Get you a bowl and burn that shit. Let that shit burn. Let it go. Because all you want is forward elevation and prosperity. Okay? So thank you guys to those. Thank you to those who have already left me nice reviews and ratings and who tell me, hey, I love what you're doing. I really appreciate that. Definitely going to be including some guests in this podcast. So if you want to be a guest, if you want me to be a guest on yours, shoot me an email at sheismagicpodcast@gmail.com. I'll be bringing on some special guests, like I said, in the new year. So stay tuned for that. I'm really excited about it. So just follow the podcast on Instagram at sheismagic_podcast for updates. Also, if you have any advice questions that you would like for me to address, hit me up as well. And as always, honor your heart and your boundaries. Until next time, bye babes.